The Interim Management Committee of WAA Polytechnic has made a passionate appeal to President Mahama to establish a special fund to mitigate the impact of a two-year crisis at the Polytechnic. It is also asking the President to grant a special dispensation to the Polytechnic to enable it to recruit new staff to replace those who have left or resigned so that it can meet one of the requirements of converting it into a technical university. A member of the Interim Management Committee, Chris Akume, made the appeal at the 5th Congregation of the Polytechnic at WAA in the Upper West Region. Swala Abdul-Wahab has filed this report.
The WAA Polytechnic for the past 2 years could not graduate its students who completed. This was due to internal wranglings among some lecturers, the then rector and the board members. The new interim management committee led by Professor Enim Al-Hassan was put in place in May this year to steer the affairs of the Polytechnic for 4 months. The IMC has been able to restore the institution to normalcy. Speaking at the graduation ceremony, a member of the IMC, Chris Akume, said the institution needs special attention from the government to enable it to catch up with other polytechnics.
It must be reiterated without reservation that the protracted crisis has exerted a heavy toll on the polytechnic and has negatively affected not only its image but its growth and development as well. I specifically wish to call on the President of the Republic of our dear motherland to use his good offices to create a special WAA Polytechnic Special Mitigation Fund, which fund should be used to alleviate the effects or the impact of the crisis and also to help the polytechnic leapfrog in its development.
The chairman of the IMC, Professor Enim Al-Hassan, said the polytechnic could not qualify to be converted into a technical university due to numerous challenges. He mentioned some steps the IMC is taking to address the issue.
In order to position the polytechnic to prepare for conversion into a technical university, we need a total of 112 new staff, of which 55 should be lecturers in order to be able to position the polytechnic on preparing to get into conversion. The IMC has identified 5 areas that the Polytechnic can develop BT program in the near future. These are agricultural engineering, mechanical engineering, ICT dispensing technology, and building technology. But these can only be actualized if the necessary staffing levels are put in place.
The regional minister, Alhaji Hamidu Suleimani, commended the IMC for working within a short time to restore law and order in the Polytechnic. He asked staff and management to tune their minds towards working to achieve technical university status.
Just 2 days ago in Parliament, a bill was passed in support of the technical universities, and I think that henceforth the staff and management of this profession should turn their minds towards us achieving or ensuring that this profession is turned into a technical university. Let me also assure you that His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Ghana, is very much bent on ensuring that this is achieved for the remaining polytechnics.
689 people graduated for 2014 and 2015 batches of students. Those who distinguished themselves were given awards.